This poem is by Lynn Unger. What a gathering! The purple tongues of iris licking out at spikes of lupin. The orange crepe skirts of poppies lifting over buttercup and daisy. Who can be grim in the face of such abundance? There is nothing to compare, no need for beauty to compete. The voluptuous rhododendron and the plain grass are equally filled with themselves, equally declare the miracles of color and form. This is what community looks like, this vibrant jostle, stem by stem, declaring the marvelous joining. This is the face of communion, the incarnation once more gracefully resurrected from winter. Hold these things together in your sight. Purple, crimson, magenta, blue. You will be feasting on this long after the flowers are gone. Flowers remind us that the world is abundant beyond reason and sense. Flowers gathered into bouquets remind us of the beauty of community. They remind us of the way people with all their individual beauty and talent can come together and make a community of love. Each week we give the offering to remind ourselves that the world is abundant beyond reason and sense, and that we can give without fear. Each week we give to the offering to remind ourselves that giving of ourselves makes community bloom beautiful, strong, resilient. We will now take this morning's offering. The world is pretty nice. What makes the world beautiful? This morning we will hear 5 reflections on beauty.
Sunrise and its gold, a single kiss, the sea that never tires throwing its beauty at you, trees scattering jewels, stars saying their prayers by candlelight in their little houses. Such loveliness, such precious coins. You can't say what they're worth. There is no measuring them any more than the one you are, little star among millions. Generous, infinite talent, unburied, mere single radiant sun.
There is nothing more beautiful than someone who goes out of their way to make life beautiful for others.
Hey, what do you want to talk?
Do you want to talk beauty?
Here's what I want to talk.
Beauty is what I'm going to talk.
Beauty is.
Beauty is.
Beauty is.
Brown, white.
Yellow, red skinned.
People acting as kin.
Beauty is within.
Beauty is hymns.
Holistically teaching, holding us all.
Beauty is the fall.
Of stereotypes.
Accessing human.
Rights. The call for.
Justice in the day.
And in the night.
Beauty
is.
And beauty does.
Do you want to talk beauty?
Here's what I want to talk.
Beauty is you.
Beauty is us.
Beauty is us together.
Beauty is.
And shuts that hate
down. Beauty isn't all about just nice loveliness, like. Beauty is about more rounded, substantial becoming. So I think beauty, in that sense, is about an emerging fullness.
God went to beauty school. He went there to learn how to give a good perm and ended up just crazy about nails. So, he opened up his own shop. Nails by Jim, he called it. He was afraid to call it Nails by God. He was sure people would think he was being disrespectful and using his own name in vain. And then nobody would tip. He got into nails, of course, because he'd always loved hands. Hands were some of the best things he'd ever done. And this way, he could just hold one in his hand and admire those delicate bones just above the knuckles, delicate as bird's wings. And after he'd done that a while, he could paint all the nails any color he wanted and then say beautiful and mean it.
We'd like to invite Alexa forward to share with us some special music.
It's another contemporary song written by Kim Robertson entitled By Love and By Beauty. We got that word in again, didn't we?
I believe that we are all called to bring beauty to the world. Our own Unitarian ancestor, Ralph Waldo Emerson, said, "To laugh often and much, to win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children, to earn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends, to appreciate beauty, to find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition, to know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived, this is to have succeeded." Miss Rumphius waited a long time before she discovered her way of bringing beauty to the world. And I think we do this sometimes, believing that eventually we'll do our big thing, or perhaps believe we already have. However, Miss Rumphius brought beauty to the world long before she planted lupins. She traveled and made friends, Friendship brings beauty to the world. Surely she offered a helping hand to someone on her journey, and helpfulness brings beauty into the world. As a librarian, surely she allowed many people to discover more beauty. Beauty is so many things, and there are so many ways to find beauty. This morning we considered what we find beautiful, including the people around us. We heard reflections on beauty. Beauty is stars and sea. Beauty is the talent inside each of us. Beauty is justice. Beauty is kindness. Beauty is the fullness of creation. Beauty is hands. And I suspect that all of you bring beauty into the world. That's drawings or flower gardens or delicious meals or quilts or music or well-run meetings, which is truly a beautiful thing. Writing down good ideas, writing photographs, athletic skill, parenting, vegetable patches, clean, decorated homes, generosity. It's good to notice all the ways that we each bring beauty into the world. And it's good to remember that it's not just the big things, like these stunning pieces of art on our walls that are beautiful, but it's also smiling and kind words and reaching out to help someone in need and sharing some unique perspective that's just your own. All of that brings beauty into the world. Any small steps that we take to make the world kinder, more loving, and more just creates beauty. So look at these flowers before you. Each represents a member or friend or visitor to this congregation, and you are represented here. Your beauty is in these mounds of flowers. It represents the beauty that is truly the nature of our world and of ourselves. And so now I would like you to, each of you, to consider ways that you do bring beauty into the world now, or consider ways that you would like to bring more beauty into the world. So just take a moment and think about it, and you have those little sheets of paper and pencils. You could write something down if you like. Finally! Finally! It is summer. The damp, gray coldness and wetness is behind us, at least in the afternoons. And we have been getting summer sun more often than not. And everywhere, flowers have sprung vibrant, pink, purple, yellow on bushes and trees.
This morning, we celebrate the bounty of this life. We each brought with us today to this place of community and love all the flowers we could find. Those growing in fields and forests, adorning our yards, or even colorfully from shops and stores. We chose these flowers for their beauty, and we brought them here to this place to share their beauty with each other.
Each of these flowers alone is a special gift. No two of them are alike. We could spend all morning learning to know the special color, structure, and fragrance of each flower. Piled together as they all are here, they take on a very different beauty. Together they remind us of the richness and bounty of the earth, of the many gifts which make both the universe and this congregation places of beauty and grace and wonder. Places where we may live and love and grow and become what we are meant to be.
We are like flowers, each of us unique, different. It takes a whole lifetime to get to know anyone completely, to know their beauty and their gifts and their quirks. But when we come together, when we pile together and join our voices and our hopes and our energy, something special happens. Our beauty is multiplied. Our gifts increased. Our quirks smoothed. We become a human community, a place where each one is a gift and each one is a receiver of gifts.
This we symbolize with the flower communion. From many places, these flowers have come to brighten the world for a moment. From many places, we have come to brighten the world for a moment. Here, different gifts and shapes and colors combine to create a grace and beauty, which is more than the sum of its parts. Here, each of us receives gifts we had not wisdom to ask for. And here, each of us offer gifts we did not know were ours to give. In this world, all things are connected and interconnected. These flowers that you hold are made of the stuff of stars. We, too, are star stuff, carrying in ourselves the same life that struggled out of the sea and learned to love. The flowers and we are gifts from the stars, and the fragile bridge across life moves into whatever the future will be. Rejoice this morning in earth and sky, in flower and tree, in life, and the living of life.